Yesterday on this program, a commentator argued that the federal government is dangerously violating the Constitution in its handling of the Jose Padilla case. Padilla is suspected of being an Al-Qaeda terrorist and planning to build a dirty bomb. He has yet to meet with lawyers arguing his case. Well, today, commentator Paul Rosenzweig argues that the balance between civil liberties and national security is always changing, and the current situation is not a cause for alarm.
Every day, we hear about new government programs that are meant to enhance our security against terror, such as increased information sharing under the Patriot Act or the Total Information Awareness Program. And every day, many of these measures are criticized as steps down a slippery slope to a totalitarian state. Those fears are misplaced. We aren't on a slippery slope. We're in the middle of a recurring pattern in American history. The pendulum balance between liberty and security naturally swings as circumstances change. Here are some examples. In 1798, the United States was in a state of undeclared war with Napoleon's France. To combat pro-French political views, Congress enacted the Alien Sedition Acts, prohibiting the publication of false, scandalous, or malicious writings against the government. In effect, an effort to suppress political criticism of President Adams, his policies, and his administration. And then, when Jefferson replaced Adams as president, he pardoned all those who were convicted under the act, which is widely regarded as a stain on American liberty. During the Civil War, President Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus on 8 occasions. As many as 38,000 civilians were imprisoned by the military. A year after the war ended, the Supreme Court ruled that Lincoln's acts were unconstitutional, and they're remembered as an excessive but necessary response to a wartime crisis. Finally, and most notoriously, the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. More than 110,000 people of Japanese descent were forced to leave their homes in California, Washington, Oregon, and Arizona. It took more than 40 years for President Reagan to offer an official presidential apology and reparations to each of the Japanese Americans. The historic path of the pendulum teaches us useful lessons. First, the American system is resilient and dynamic. The balance between liberty and security is appropriately altered by significant events like September 11th. But the pendulum always returns to center as the threat diminishes. Second, our society has matured so that the arc of the swing in the pendulum is not nearly as great as it has been in the past. The preventative detention of two Americans, Jose Padilla and Yasser Hamdi, as enemy combatants, is a far cry from Roosevelt's wholesale internment of an entire population group or Lincoln's suspension of the writ. The watchful eye of the courts, Congress, the press, and the American public ensures that this trend will continue. History teaches us that we should be willing to adjust the balance between liberty and security in times of crisis. Cautious, to be sure, but skeptical of apocalyptic claims that American liberty is failing. We should not be immobilized in our response to terror. As Stonewall Jackson said, "Do not take counsel of your fears."
Paul Rosenzweig is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation.